Okay.
Hi, Asakama. What's up?
Chopin, I have been showing old pictures of the race, and... Okay, no.
It's so fun, like I have this space. I really feel it's a little bit.
I've been showing old pictures of the race, and you play such a big part of being here over the years. And I look in the videos, and you're in the Never Give Up video, and quite a few of them. And you never gave up this year. By far, never gave up. But how would you describe, or like to describe, what it was like being here this summer, which is always, I'm sure they're always different.
It was difficult. It was very difficult. Yeah, I had almost 6 weeks, five and a half, almost 6 weeks. 5 weeks and 4 days, actually. I had this problem. You know, and something that I felt I have to go through, you know. It's, you know, 2 years I couldn't. Now I had the chance. You know, I somehow worked out this time. I felt like it's important, you know.
To stay.
Yeah, like, you know, for, like to overcome something in this way. Because when you have a big problem, you know, and a few times, happens 2 times, and now 3rd time, you know. I felt like, you know, I need to, like, something to, I will benefit from, like, overcoming something, you know, if I stay, if I persist through it. I felt like it would be of great benefit for me. That's what I felt. This is what kept me going, actually, for this.
I mean, and it may be not something that you... It's like seeing an obstacle and not really knowing what it is, but knowing you have to conquer it. And then when it's done, it was just something that was there you had to do. But what it actually was and what you actually did may not be clear. Does that make sense, or...?
How do you mean? Not
clear? Well, I mean... You've conquered, or you're conquering something right now.
Yeah.
But you really don't know how to describe it, or nor could anybody.
No, I don't know what it is, but I just, it's just, you know. I just felt the need to go through it, through the whole
experience.
Everything. Yeah, yeah. I felt like, you know, it would kind of enrich me, like benefit somehow, you know, from going through something very difficult. Like most difficult for me, you know. Like facing the, it's like facing the impossible, something like this. But yeah, that's the idea.
Okay. I mean, you've written many positive things in your blog and expressed it certainly, you know, better than I can what it was like being here at times. And you said about it being more of a spiritual experience and things like that, an inner thing. And I suppose when it becomes down to knowing you can't finish,
yeah,
it has to be that, an inner thing.
Yeah, because, yeah, you know, when you cannot reach the outer goal, if the outer goal is all you have and you cannot reach it, it becomes pointless, you know. So you kind of, if you want to stay, you have to find a reason to stay.
Okay.
I guess the only reason would be, like, you know. But I wrote also on my blog earlier, you know, that persisting and staying through the end with this kind of a, like, with problem, like, for most of the race, and persisting through this problem to the end for so long, to me it feels like as big of an achievement as actually completing the race. Like, to me it feels like as significant, because it's so long, it's like almost the whole race I have to do this.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So I mean, it feels like as big of a challenge as actually completing the race.
Thank you.